علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And in this sermon, we are kind of trying to explore the different duties and messengers, the different duties and responsibilities of prophets and messengers that Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned. Amongst those duties that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is one important duty, and that is وَيُرِيهِمْ وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, that the prophets and messengers, they show to the people the signs of God's power. And we gave various examples, we came across various examples that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions with regards to God's power. And one of those examples that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is wa ajalin tufnihim, that this fact that people die when a certain time comes, whether you like it or not, they die. This is also a sign of God's power. And really, we give examples, and of course you can see that even the best of doctors, when that time comes, they cannot do anything. Though maybe physically there is a chance for that thing to survive, but there is something that that thing cannot continue to live. This is something of as a sign of God's power, and something for us human beings to contemplate.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Another example that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives us is, he says, وَأَوْصَابٍ تُهْرِمُهُمْ, that there are certain incidents that occur, certain occurrences that happen to the human body that makes them old. And whether you like it or not, that person will continue to become old, will continue to deteriorate as time passes. This is an aspect of God's power. The way the system has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, as time passes, this entity begins to lose certain aspects of its physical existence. Certain occurrences or happen in the body that cause it to become what it becomes. It becomes old. The person becomes old. Certain things happen to the bones. Certain things happen to the mind. Certain things happen to the nervous system. Okay, the muscular system. For example, after a certain age, the muscles start to deteriorate. After a certain age, something else happens. This is a part of God's creation. And if a person were to focus on this aspect and see that, look, O human being, can't you see the power of God hidden in this? That there is something that, whether you like it or not, is taking you towards old age. Yes, you can extend here and there a bit, but it is still there. Yeah, there are exceptions that people, for example, are saying that maybe there are some people who continue to live for a long period of time and they don't experience aging as such, which is very, very, very exceptional, but it is also there in the power of God. It is actually an aspect of God's power whereby a person, he can extend the lifespan of someone and reduce the lifespan of someone, can postpone the old agedness of someone or not postpone someone's old agedness. But this is something for human beings to understand and to contemplate that, look, there is something called old age, that whatever you do, you cannot stop it from happening. It's going to occur. It's going to happen. You see? This is an aspect of God's power over you as an entity. Especially those people whose ages have gone by. The younger ones, they're still, you know, just enjoying life and they are in a kind of a craze that you can't even tell them about these things. If you tell them, they'll tell you, let us enjoy ourselves and we don't want to think about these things. But now those people who have skipped an age, they realize that, you see, things are not in our power in terms of our bodies, in terms of our physical existence.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Another thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, which is a sign of God's power, he says, وَأَحْدَاثٍ تَتَابَعُ. He says that those various incidents that happen in a person's lives, various occurrences, incidents, whether they be natural, personal, or incidents that happen due to another person's actions, all of these are things that a person cannot stop. Like today, can you stop if something is supposed to happen to you in life? Can you really stop it? Like, frankly, we cannot even control the weather around us. We can't control even the way the earth rotates. I mean, many things are not really beyond our control, you know? The change in weather, day and night, and these are just the major occurrences, but the smaller occurrences also, whatever, we can control how we react. That's another thing. But it happening to us, it's beyond our control. If a person had that divine outlook, he can take lessons from these occurrences in his life. And that one of those lessons is to understand that there is a power beyond myself that is controlling these affairs. You see? To understand of God, to have that understanding of God's power. And therefore, a person, you know, this really would give him peace or her peace if he or she realized that this is all God's power, you know. And if I just connect myself to that God, then I connect myself to the source of all of these powers. And therefore, I can ask help from that God to kind of bear these difficulties, if they are difficult, and to find solutions towards these problems, or to protect me or whoever from these occurrences to happen in my life that can be detrimental to me or to anyone. You see, this is an aspect that Imam Ali alayhi salam would want us to think about. And the prophets of God, they came to make people realize these things, to make them realize that there is a God, there is a divine control, there is a force beyond, and make them now adhere to the commandments and to the teachings of that entity that has control over their affairs. And slowly, slowly, if a person were to think in this way, then he would not allow the enemies of God, the enemies of humanity, to take reins and destroy the good life that human beings can achieve through the worship of God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه